The safety of camp, the city left far behind. You lay down, your bed underneath you, comfortable. You remember the way you felt, breathing in cloud after cloud of mind-altering mist. You remember the slow, delicate warmth inside of you, the way you were filled, fulfilled, deep within. Remember being pinned, being stretched, being filled with egg after egg from the snake women who occupied that space, that harem, that separate world. Your insides squeeze and gasps emanate from you. Your breathing's been a little heavy now and then. Harken back to the walk out of there, the walk with yourself gaping and stretched and warm, all your internal muscles keeping everything deep within, the way you proceeded back, pausing now and then so that you could run your hands over yourself and feel the delicate heat of the drug-like warmth and the venom entering you along with the eggs, making you more pliable. You need them. You need them in you until they're ready to come out. You need them warmly flowing from your body. You need your mind melting away as your overposited, needy, squeezing hole waits for what is surely going to come soon. You know because you're getting hornier and hornier. You know because there's a deep thrumming vibration from inside your body, a sense of weight, of heaviness, of gasping, gaping, aching need. You know because your body itself is twitching now and then, offering up pleasure to your mind to keep it docile. Once you experimentally try to move your arms and legs, and your body just starts to flood with pleasure. It's like when your leg falls asleep, and when you try to move it, you feel pins and needles, except this is gasps, licks, squeezes, warmth from within, and just like then, you have to leave it still for a while. The numbing pleasure making your legs and arms useless. All you can do is lay there. Then your legs begin to spread. Like it's the most natural, automatic thing in the world. Only you would know that you didn't will it to happen. Your body began to prepare, spreading, squeezing, aching, needing it. The egg's influence, your mind barely manages now at the end to put together what's been happening. Walking around, feeling that heavy, weighty movement within, eggs bouncing around inside of you, moving around, stirring, feeling the warmth and heaviness, the way your eyes sometimes dilate, as little bits of that toxin, that drooling drug, escaped into your system, entered you, made you stand still and begin masturbating. The warmth of your body, when it heats up with arousal, makes those eggs happier and happier. You see the spirals in your own eyes from their mothers, filling you up with them, egging you, making you blank and deep. Your whole body twitches with it. It just feels so good. You're so sensitive. You lay there, remembering the times when you were teased, remembering the times when you were aching, throbbing, needing it. The fantasy intensifies. You feel yourself clenching and squeezing. Something's coming. It's getting closer and closer. The heat, the sweat on your brow, your eyes rolling back, your lower body contorting to and fro, left and right, squeezing. And then it feels like there's just a pulse. Pulse, pulse, a warm vibration through your whole body. You're ready. You're ready. It's going to happen. You're pushing a little. You feel your body's internal musculature squeezing around the eggs. Inescapable, vibratory, full body buzzing, echoing up into your brain. You're starting. It feels wonderful. There's a sudden release of chemicals as something that was packed inside of you along with the eggs bursts and your mind begins to immediately trip. Your eyes are wide open as you stare, colors spiraling across them. You lay still, feeling your drool run out of the corner of your mouth, lacking the muscular tension to stop it. You're able to giggle, though, giggling and laughing, trying to run your hands over yourself, only managing to grab the blankets beneath you as the first egg begins to pulse, 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 push its way out of your body. You feel resonant, warm, hot, his hips spreading, splaying, aching. Feels so good. Your hips are wide and you're swaying them, remembering a certain dance, letting an egg work its way out of your body. You feel yourself begin to ascend, heat up your spine, into your brain, eyes still wide open, seeing colors, feeling colors. You feel them all over you. Words fail you, thoughts fail you, sweating, twitching, drooling. The egg begins to push forth and your mind just buzzes. It's coming out, it's coming out, it's coming out. It has squirted from your body. You feel yourself clench and you feel pleasure, pleasure, pleasure coming, coming, coming. Heat dripping, spurting from your body, mindless sweat running down your brow. Your entire form is squeezing as the egg squeezes out, falls to the side, lays there between your legs. You feel another pushing, queuing up. You want just a moment to get a hold of yourself, to get some dignity back, but you can't think of anything except the way your eyes are seeing strange colors, the way your whole body's twitching and sweating and drooling, and you feel just a little bit shaky, warm, feverish, beautiful. A second egg is coming on the heel of the first, but you're still shivering and squeezing. Your thighs and leg muscles are still shaking. Your brain is white hot. Orgasm, orgasm, ache, throb. Your whole body caught up in that climactic, tensing, inescapable response. Another one is coming close on the heels. No, no, you won't be able to take it if you come again. But here it is, spurting, warm, squeezing, vibrations throughout your body, the squeezing climax, the way your entire body tenses up and you're coming, the dominance asserted by your body's pleasure system over your rational thought, over your brain. You want the next egg to come, and yet you don't know if you'll be able to stand it with your body so sensitive and your mind so caught up, hot, dripping, drooling, confined, controlled, taut, trained. That's what's happening. You're wanting this. You want this again. The next egg. Oh, you know, this will be the final. The third egg is getting ready to come out, and it feels bigger, big, warm, vibrating, getting ready to exit your body and make you come again. But you're barely done the second one. The resonations and aftershocks are mixing together. It's hard to know where one thought ends and the next begins, where your body ends and the pleasure begins. The egg inside of you is getting ready to come out. You feel its shape. You feel it pushing, pushing. You push it. You want it to come out. You know you're going to come. Birthing these eggs feels so good. There's some kind of warm liquid coming off the egg inside of you. It feels like lubricant. No wonder it feels so good. You feel overfucked and drained and blank, and you remember that you're doing something that would have made those snake women very happy, and they were so nice to you. You breathe deeply and imagine a smoke cloud coming out of your mouth as you push the final egg out, and your eyes roll back, your head throws back, you keep drooling, tossing, twitching, shivering, rolling to and fro, closing your legs around the eggs to keep them safe and in place. You feel your mind leak out, your drooling blank held in place, confined there by your body's own urge to stay relatively still as you keep coming, head thrown back, back arched, entire body shivering with it. You're coming, climaxing, moaning, gasping, letting your every fantastic thought express itself into the world. It's okay to scream, okay to twitch, okay to touch yourself and want more. You do want to explore more. You feel yourself clenching, your hole getting a little tighter. You feel yourself wanting to be filled up again so you can experience it again. You want it. You need it. The last orgasm is still going, a twitching, spasmodic dance across your senses that just makes you nod along, nod off, drool down, drip down, ache for it, gasp for it, quell your own thoughts and replace them with yes. Yes, this is what you deserve, this is what you need, this is what you want. No wonder it feels so good. You've done something so well. You drip and squeeze, feeling your whole body get lost in it. Your mind, your body, your pleasured, waiting libido is overtaking you. Touch yourself. You have to. You can't help it. You're so turned on after the coming, the coming, the coming, the hot, dripping, squeezing, coming. You squeeze yourself, tensed up, wanting it, needing it. Keep touching, keep going. The more you associate good feelings with birthing those eggs, the better they'll do next time you birth some. That's why warm, positive feelings fill you. Your brain still feels out of it. You're seeing strange colors. You're moaning. You're letting your mouth feel a little dry. Maybe get a drink of water. You'll need it. You're going to be drugged for a while. Your whole body's a warm, aroused, twitching mess, and you want it again. and again, and again.